Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is John chapter 8, verse 29. John chapter 8, verse 29. I like to read. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. This is the word of God. Today's title is, He does not leave us alone when we do what pleases Him. He does not leave us alone when we do what pleases Him. This is God's word to us, not just to the Lord, that when we walk through this world, when we do what pleases God, He doesn't leave us alone. Perhaps someone might wonder if this word only applies to Jesus, so I would like to provide one more Bible verse. The Bible tells us that Enoch, whom we know well, was recognized for pleasing God and was allowed to walk with God, to be with God. You can find that the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. May you and I be the first to believe that God's word is unchanging, and that what he has once declared is sure to be fulfilled. According to the Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, God said, So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. God himself has said that no word that goes out of his mouth will return to him without accomplishing his will by fulfilling the mission for which it was given. Whether we believe it or not, we must believe that the word of God proceeds and must be fulfilled, and we must not forget this for a moment. Especially for you and me, believing Jesus Christ, God is clear that he will not leave us alone. According to the Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus said, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And even though he is now in heaven, he has promised to come back to us so that he will never leave us alone as orphans. In the John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And Jesus promised to take us who believe in him to his Father's house to be with him forever is his way of telling us not to be troubled and not to be lose faith until the end. You can find that in John chapter 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. If you truly believe this, know that you are never alone, even in this very moment. Believe that both you and I can experience true peace, free from darkness and worry in our hearts. When this is not believed, the worry and the anxiety will continue to linger in our hearts. Do you believe that God has sent you and me to this earth today? Physically, so we came into this world through our earthly parents. But from a spiritual perspective, even those parents were sent by God. You can find out the Psalm 127, verse 3. Scripture said, "Behold, the children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Even the blessing says that God knew us before we were formed in the womb. The Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God talked to us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." Why is that? Because God is our creator. I pray that you and I thoroughly believe that the God who created the universe and governs the life and the death, as well as the fortune and misfortune of all humanity, is with us. Isn't this my comfort, my hope, my strength? When this is not believed, when a person is faced with a tribulation or difficulty, when a person does not rely on God who is with them, when a person does not pray, when a person tries to solve their own problem, they are doomed. Think about it. If God has sent me to this earth and promised to be with me, then wouldn't anyone who forgets the God who is with them be someone who has betrayed God? Isn't it because we don't give our whole heart, our whole will, and don't love God fully that God is not present among us? However, Jesus, who thoroughly believed that the Father was always with him, declared that all his judgments were true. This is because he judged according to God's will and with God's presence guiding him. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 16, "But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I and he who sent me." He said, "My judgment is true, but I am not alone in it, because he is with me." Furthermore, the Lord said that the words he spoke were exactly what the Father who was with him had told him, and that the works he was doing were the very works of the Father himself. You can find it at the John chapter 14, verse 10. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works." Amen. May you not be one of those who cannot believe what the Lord said because of unbelief, and may you not be one of those who betray God, the Lord, because you cannot believe that God is with you. How many times are there difficulties and hardship before we reach the kingdom of God, the Lord, who also said that tribulation will not cease? You can find at the Acts chapter 14, verse 22, "strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God." Amen. Above all, if I believe that God is with me, I can lie. I can slander, defame, envy, or be jealous of others. If God is in my heart, how dare do I do that? How dare a thief steal when the police are standing right in front of him? What a benefit it is for us to believe that God is with us in this way, to have the heart to sin and then not to have it. Sometimes we wonder because we cannot understand our own heart. In those moments, we ask God, who is with us in our heart. We pray that we may follow the path He leads us on. It is these honest ones whom God helps without hesitations. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. Scripture said, "No good things does He withhold from those who walk uprightly." When we do what pleases God, God is with us and will never let us fail. God is the original owner of our heart. But because Adam, by his fall, introduced the serpent Satan into our heart, that is because he did what was not pleasing to God, God could not be with him. So he left. That is the reason is you can find out at the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 15. I like to read, "Do not be bound together with unbelievers, for what partnership have righteousness and lowliness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with unbelievers?" It is God's work that we believe in Jesus, whom God has sent. You can find at the John chapter 6, verse 29. If we believe in Jesus, we have done what is pleasing to God. In the Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6, talk to us. By believing in Jesus, we not only have access to God, but God gives us the reward of eternal life. We are able to do the works of God because God is with us. All that Jesus did on earth was because God the Father was with him. You know, how come the Jesus has a lot of miracles? He do something God's will because the God anointed him. Let's look at the Acts chapter 10, verse 38. You know, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with the power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. Today, I know you and I are praying the striving for church revival, but first we must examine ourselves to see if we are not doing what is pleasing to God by faith. Why? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I like to tell the story. When Jesus told Peter that he would deny him, how did Peter respond? He swore that he would follow the Lord even to death. Yet, in his heart, the feelings of disappointment and disbelief took hold. He had followed the Lord for 3 years, giving up everything. But when Jesus said in front of all the disciples that Peter would deny him 3 times before they lose the crowd, Peter began to doubt, is he truly the Son of God? That was the doubt in Peter's heart. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter had the opportunity to reflect on the Lord's words and pray, but he fell asleep instead. When the Lord was taken away, he went far away to follow him, but his heart had already changed to deny him and betray him. When the Lord spoke to him, he should have clung to him who was within him in his heart, but he trusted in himself bore and denied him in the end. But there were those who were blessed by being with God. King David once tried to move the Ark of the Covenant over to his city, the David. He knew that if he could bring the Ark of God, it was a priest of God. However, he was supposed to have the Ark carried on the shoulders of the descendant of Kohath. But instead, he pressed it on a cart pulled by oxen. As they were moving the ark, the Uzziah, who was guiding the cart, was struck by God and died beside the ark. You can find at the 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 17. David was upset, so he canceled the plan to bring it to the city of David, and the cart carrying the ark did not go straight, but tilted and went to the house of Obed-Edom. It was God's providence that the ark of the Lord tilted and went to the house of Obed-Edom. Even in the wilderness, the ark of the covenant provided a place of rest for the children of Israel. You can find that in Numbers chapter 10, verse 33, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord journeying in front of them for the 3 days to seek out of resting place for them. King David looked to see what would happen in his house, and God poured out the blessing on his house, on all his possessions. When everyone was afraid and reluctant to worship the Ark of Covenant because of the incident at the Beersheba, he accepted by faith, by deliverance, that the Ark and God were together. David realized this, and with faith, deliverance, and obedience to the word, he had the ark carried on the shoulders of the descendant of Kohath, and thus was able to move it to the city of David. If we truly love of God, we will keep his word. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment." If you do not keep God's commandment, you do not love God. God himself is the one who seeks out those who keep his word, and he dwells in their heart, living with them. Let's look at the John chapter 14, verse 23. I like to read, "Jesus answered and said to him, 'If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him,'" Jesus and Father, right? "And make our abode with him." Hallelujah. This refers to how the Ark of Covenant went to the house of Obed-Edom on its own. If we love God, we must keep his word, for he who keeps his word acknowledges that he truly knows God. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. This verse is very important. "And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandment. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Amen. Only by keeping the commandment, by keeping what we have heard, and doing what we have done, can we be sure that we truly love Jesus and that the Lord with us. This is what pleases God, and this is how we know that we will receive the answers we ask. Let's look at the 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandment. Because we keep His commandment and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. By observing and doing what we have heard, we are pleasing God and the Lord in us and making the Holy Spirit rejoice without worry. Dear saints, may we, Love First Church, live a life of doing what we have heard and realized so far, so that God will be with us and we will receive all the blessings that God pours out. Like Abraham, even though he was old, God poured and poured out His blessing on him to the end. You can find that the Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way. So you must know that God's command, His word, is eternal life. Amen. In the John chapter 12, verse 50, Jesus said, "And I know that His commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me." Whatever challenge may come our way, when we devote ourselves to faithfully keeping and obeying the word He has given us, God will not leave us like orphans, but will be with us. Amen. I pray that you and I will remain steadfast in the unwavering belief under the very end. Amen.